Now, earlier in the programme, we heard from Noel Giblin, the National Secretary of the Psychiatric Nurses Association. He was talking to us about the situation with acute psychiatric services in Roscommon. The PNA wants Mental Health Minister Kathleen Lynch to step in. There's been increasing local concern following incidents of patients assaulting each other or staff, Gardaí being called on some occasions, and there are two serious incident reviews following the death of one patient and the setting fire of another. New admissions were not accepted last weekend. Dr. Amanda Burke is Executive Clinical Director of Mental Health Services for Roscommon Galway. Dr. Burke, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
From what we heard from local TDs and the PNA, it sounds as if there's a serious problem in Roscommon acute psychiatric services. Do you accept that?
Well, Anya, could I just start by reassuring the people of Galway and Roscommon that patient and staff safety and the provision of a high-quality mental health service is our primary concern. I don't accept that we have a crisis at this moment in time. Across Galway and Roscommon, we have sufficient nursing staff to provide an excellent level of care. However, in keeping with all public services currently, this necessitates redeployment of staff.
So when we hear that patients from St Luke's acute ward in Ballinasloe, when that was closed, were transferred to Roscommon, that that's putting too much pressure, especially given the fall in staffing numbers in Roscommon. Are you saying that's not a problem, that's not a pressure?
Can I just clarify first of all that St Luke's ward was never a secure unit. It was just a locked ward, and indeed it was unsuitable for the management of low numbers of patients. Now, I can't comment on any individual cases, but as far as clinical risk goes, clinical risk is assessed on an ongoing basis daily for every patient, and this assessment includes the treating consultant, the nursing staff and the allied health professionals. And following this, safe operational capacity for our unit is determined.
So is it safe when a female patient is assaulted by a male patient, when two female staff are assaulted and when Gardaí have to be called on a number of occasions?
As I said, Anya, I cannot comment on individual cases. Suffice to say that any or all instances that occur are openly and transparently reviewed in keeping with national guidelines, and the results are made available.
And does that mean you're not going to comment on the death of a patient and the setting fire of another?
I won't comment on any individual cases. I think you'd understand that if it was a family member of your family, you wouldn't want it discussed on national radio.
Well, some family members have gone to the newspapers because they do want this publicised, and they're saying that they were sent away from Roscommon and in fact had to get in touch with the Gardaí, who got in touch with the HSE before they got an offer of a badly needed acute psychiatric bed in Galway.
Okay. No patient was or will be turned away from Roscommon. Patients are assessed by a clinician at the point of presentation and appropriate care given, which may include admission. Now, the Galway Roscommon services operate as one, and if one unit has reached capacity for whatever reason, admission will be offered in another unit.
And so when a patient is discharged because they're told in Galway they're attached to Roscommon, so they'd have to deal with the staff there, is that all the services working together?
I won't be commenting on any individual cases. Clinicians assess patients and discharge patients. Patients don't always agree with the clinical decisions that are made.
Do you think it's appropriate that the minister would intervene, given that there, you know, we heard from Dennis Nocton, it's not just the psychiatric nurses. There's a lot of local concern at this. Shouldn't the minister step in, and would you welcome that?
Well, could I just clarify in terms of our services in Roscommon? We do have sufficient nursing staff, and the PNA mentioned earlier about Vision for Change. Now, we are committed to implementing a Vision for Change, and we're delighted with the Minister's significant investment of new development funds. We have 44 new multidisciplinary posts between 2012 and 2013, including a psychiatry of later life specific team for Roscommon. So, I mean, we are committed to that implementation, and there has been significant investment given into Roscommon and will continue to be given to Roscommon for a high-quality community-based service.
Dr. Amanda Burke, Executive Clinical Director of Mental Health Services for Roscommon and Galway, thank you for talking to us. It's 2 minutes to 9.